Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, we've been watching just devastating disasters in both the Western Cape as well as KZN, as you've been watching floods in the Western Cape, fires in KZN. The Minister of COGTA went to both provinces to have a look at what kinds of support that they needed. But the Minister says, well, they still have not made a decision yet on whether to grant what would be the disaster status for both provinces. But he had much more to say as well. Honourable Vilinkosi Hlabisa is IFP leader as well as Minister of COGTA on the line with us. Thank you so much, Baba, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Temelo, and the listeners of Kaya FM.
Minister, when we watch on the television screens and when we hear reports either on radio and we read up on the disasters on the ground, I don't think it comes close to being able to see it firsthand. What was your experience when you went to visit these two provinces?
Temelo, the situation was very bad, both in Western Cape, in Cape Town, and KwaZulu-Natal, the floods in Cape Town, and the fire in KwaZulu-Natal. And it was more terrible in KwaZulu-Natal, as 14 people lost lives, and most of these people were the breadwinners, who are the ones who were putting food on the table. The families I visited in KwaZulu-Natal, the sorrow was clear on their faces, and the dilemma they were facing, that after all the support and the visits, messages of condolences, but after the funeral, they will face the hard reality of the breadwinners gone in their families. It was also not good in Cape Town when you find people still, their houses besieged by water, and most of their properties, food, having been destroyed by the flood. It was really an unhappy situation.
Your concern is that sometimes when these funds come through, the disaster relief funds come through, you are concerned that some municipalities do not ring fence these funds and are tempted sometimes to use these funds to plug their other holes. Your response to, you know, what response you got when you raised this with municipalities that are looking for relief?
Sorry, there was a breakup.
I'm saying that you raised issues of grant funds that sometimes come through and municipalities not ring-fencing it and being tempted to use it for other holes that they want to plug. You raised this with them. What was their response?
No. Temelo, that is a suggestion. There is no grant that has been allocated to municipalities. But it is a suggestion as we go forward. For now, every support is the support that comes from various departments, and especially social welfare, human settlement in terms of building material, as well as agriculture in terms of food and the grazing material for farmers. For now, what we want to say is a proposal of the national.
Oh, Minister Hlabisa, I think your line is failing us. Minister Hlabisa, I don't know if you can move around slightly for us. Suddenly we've lost you there a bit.
Can you hear me now?
It's sounding much better. Thank you, Minister.
Okay. No, I was saying, for now, because we are living in the times of climate change.
Yes.
It is a disaster after disaster. We need to be proactive and on time. The proposal that we'll be presenting to government as a ministry,
yes,
COGTA, is to approach the National Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
That National Treasury allocate a grant with a ring-fenced money to municipalities to say this money will only be used if a disaster strikes.
Yes.
But we know Treasury might say there are so many grants we send to municipalities, ring-fenced, they use it to pay salaries and other needs because it's the only money remaining.
Mm.
We will say then the Treasury must keep this money somewhere, but clearly demarcate it as a disaster fund because it takes months, if not years, before people get the real support other than the emergency support in terms of food, clothes, blankets, but the real tangible support takes some time to reach people who have been affected by disaster. You see, KwaZulu-Natal, it is a disaster after disaster. A few months, just 2 months ago, it was there at Tongat where houses were completely destroyed for many people. While we have not received the tangible support, there comes fire destroying homes for many people in KwaZulu-Natal. We are following the floods of April, where some people have not received the tangible help in terms of recovering from that disaster. So now, this is a new concept we want to propose to Treasury so that we are proactive in dealing with disaster in our country.
There has been a call also for the private sector to come in and get involved. Are you getting good responses there?
Yes, for now, the private sector and the organizations who are acting on a humanitarian ground, the foundations are on board. I really want to convey my gratitude to all the business people as well as the humanitarian organizations and who has been of great assistance in rescuing people in Western Cape and also in providing emergency help both in Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. But what we are going to do very soon is an MOU between the three provinces, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal, to share resources, human resources, and capital resources, so that when a disaster occurs in KwaZulu-Natal, we mobilize resources as far as Western Cape. If it is floods, we get people who are trained in rescuing people. If it is fire, you get people from either of the provinces to come and assist, because if a province fights alone, fatigue comes in, and sometimes you find people drowning while trying to save others because they have worked over and during long hours with no backup, or when trying to deal with fire, when fatigue comes in, they fail to read the speed of the wind, and unfortunately got caught up, as it happened in KwaZulu-Natal, that the firefighters, six of them, perished in that fire because of long hours fighting with no backup to quell the fire.
There are many questions, as you said. You know, obviously we are now dealing with issues of climate change. There needs to be proactivity even from ourselves as citizens. People would have to start thinking about where they choose to live, moving away from the banks of the river and so on. Are municipalities telling you whether people are receptive to changing their own conduct just so that we don't find ourselves with these kinds of disasters regularly?
Temelo, that will need a political drive across political parties. Like in Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, the area that we visited in Western Cape, people are living in a wetland where the area is far below the level of the road, and definitely you see when there is heavy rain, those people will always be affected, those floods. Now, we will need the political party to have a joint approach to persuade people so that they do not politicize it, that it is a political party A that wants us to be taken away here, political party B and C are not in favor. But the first thing, you must have an alternative land where to move these people to, like the area which is called COVID-19 in Cape Town. It's thousands of people who are in that flood zone, and the municipality, human settlement, and public works need to work together to identify another area to see how the infrastructure is going to be set up in permanent infrastructure, because if you do a temporary infrastructure in that area, the point you can't build where they are, even if you can ask them to move. And if you move them, some other people will want to come over. It needs a political and joint project by all political parties so that we bring the awareness to our people that we are sitting on a time ticking bomb if they live in the wetlands, because should it be more heavy rain, we will speak something very bad when people have been washed away while they are asleep.
Minister, the emergency services, when we spoke on Thursday, there were just maybe a handful of people, both in KZN as well as in the Western Cape, that still were not placed. Have you been given the latest reports? Have we managed to give everybody shelter that required shelter during this emergency time?
It is taking a shape, although not all of them, especially in Western Cape, is a little bit better in KwaZulu-Natal, because it is not many families whose homes were destroyed by fire. The only big damage in KwaZulu-Natal was the 14 people who perished, and the grazing lands, as well as the livestock, which is thousands of livestock, that was destroyed by fire. That is where more support will be needed. And when the grazing lands were set on fire, the remaining livestock do not have something to eat, and the Department of Agriculture is on board, and the families whose households were affected by fire, there is an alternative means. But the major problem is Western Cape, because it is thousands of people who are affected, and relocating them, it's really going to be a heavy duty, a heavy task, except that if it is no longer raining, then water is subsiding, and only praying that no more rains are coming, because if heavy rains come, we are back to square one.
Appreciate your time, Minister of COGTA, Vilinkosi Hlabisa. Thank you very, very much for making time for us. And just, he was just giving us an update on what has happened in KZN as well as in the Western Cape. We know that the Western Cape saw, unfortunately, flooding most of last week, as well as KZN, a lot of fires there. So we were just getting an update on what the department was doing. They are working very hard to get these, both these areas declared disaster state, disaster zones. And he says in the meantime, though, they had to have some difficult conversations about just really being prepared for climate change as we know it now.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.